Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, suit on.
Looking like the Dapper Dawn.
Giving them all.
Like a million bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you're listening to The Voice. I said, come on now, dig me, the one and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay, now I'm going to be really honest with you this morning. I really don't know what to say. I really don't. I was sitting here and I was thinking, what do I say today? I do know that I want to be encouraging, uplifting, and inspirational in some way to affect somebody today. oftentimes these conversations that I have in the mornings, they're designed with me because I need it myself, y'all, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, who makes the comedian laugh? I used to say all the time. And even though what we talk about in the morning is not a laughing matter, it kind of like is where I am today. You know, I need motivation in my life sometimes myself. I think when I get in moments like this, I often resort back to the same thing over and over and over. And when I find myself in certain predicaments, I can always fall back on the same thing over and over. So while I'm sitting here trying to figure out what to say to you, the one thing that I did do this morning that I find to be very consistent in me is that I find myself grateful. I'm ever grateful for the things that God has done for me. I may not always know what to say, but I know how to say thank you. I do. I know how to remember and reflect back on where I come from. I know how to realize where all my blessings come from. I'm very, very conscious of my journey that I've been on. The one that was from then until now. That journey right there it's been difficult, man. It really, really has. I ain't gonna lie to you. Me becoming successful was very difficult. But as hard as this is to say, I really, really mean this. I wouldn't change nothing about the trip I've been on. Number one, because I can't change anything about it. So I never live my life in regret. But the main thing was I discovered along the way, now, not during the process, when you're going through rough moments, you can't hardly see the good in it at the time. It's just rough for you, and it seems unexplainable, and oftentimes I thought it was unfair. But as I am now, I needed every single thing that happened to me, that happened to me, to happen to me. I hope that makes sense to you. I needed everything to happen in the exact order and the exact way that it happened in order for me to be the person that I've become. And that right there, man, is just very comforting to me. Bishop Jakes told me one time, he said, the closer you get to God, the more friendly you all become, the more he will reveal to you the how comes and the what fors of a lot of things that's happened to you. Because a lot of times what troubles us is we just can't understand why we lost that loved one back then. We just can't understand why we didn't get what we wanted back then. We just don't understand how come our plan didn't work out and we had to fail so miserably back then. We don't understand the answers to these things. Well, the closer I've gotten to God, the more those explanations have become crystal clear to me. And see, the one thing that I came to the realization, everybody, is that the things that was happening to me, they wasn't really all bad. They really wasn't. They didn't taste good when it was happening. I didn't enjoy what I was going through. But as I look back on them and reflect now, it wasn't all bad. Some of those things were so necessary for me to get the information. Because, see, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of hard-headed and stubborn. I said, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of hard-headed and stubborn. I kind of like to think that I know something about some things every now and then. And the things I am convinced about, I don't really, really care for people trying to talk me off mine. So I can be stubborn and hard-headed sometimes. God knows that about me. So I think to get some of the messages crystal clear through to me that I needed to learn, that was this process I had to go through. That process was my journey. It was my trip. It was my woe, my pain. See, everybody got them different. It don't matter what it is. Everybody got a woe. Everybody got a pain. Everybody got a trial. Everybody got some tribulations. Everybody got some challenge. I don't care who you are. Just quit looking at me thinking that I got it going on so tough. Man, but if Steve, yeah, it's easy for you to say that, but you ain't here. You don't know where I've been. If you would stop hanging yourself up on your past, worrying about your woes and your troubles and the situation you in, and start praying and start asking God to get you through it. See, a lot of times you messed it. You messed the message up yourself. Because when you're going through some stuff, you ask God to remove it and take it away. That ain't the lesson you got to learn. Your lesson sometimes has got to be how to be strong, how to see it through, how to bear under it, how to carry that weight long distances for long periods of time. That's how you get strong. The lesson is to make you stronger, but to make you stronger, you got to carry the weight. You can't get stronger. You don't go to gym or you don't do something at your house to lift your own body weight. See, a lot of people can't even do push-ups. They can't get down and in the course of a day give you 100 push-ups because they ain't never tried it. They get to 20 and they're shaking so bad they stop. Woo, that's too much for me. Well, let me tell you something. So I learned to quit praying to take stuff away. My prayer became to give me the strength to handle it. People oftentimes ask me, how do you do all that you do in the course of the day? I don't really know. I just know I can. Because I know God don't put more on you than you can bear. So when you ask me how you do all of what you do in the course of the day, I got God. God is good. He'll get you through whatever it is you're going through. So when you're tripping and you don't know what to say, reflect. And be grateful for all you reflect on. Think about God's goodness and watch what he do for you. That's the cold part, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ride. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful day, for this opportunity, for this blessing, for this gift that you've given us called today. I am a participant in it, and I would be nothing without you. I'm so grateful that you're mine and I'm yours. I don't know what to do. And I also claim to be one of his favorites. Now, I want you all to understand something when I say that. You can also be one of his favorites. I'm not saying I'm his only favorite. You have an opportunity to be his favorite also. If I were you, I would claim to be a favorite because I already have. Join in with me as we participate as one of God's favorites today. Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., KLS, Killer Juan Spates. Yeah, sound like a radio station. Welcome to WKLS Radio. And the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Yeah. Lil Radio, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know what, Unc, man? We approaching Christmas, and I don't have this gift. And I need some help. Boy, let me tell you right now, I'm under some pressure. And, Unc, how much money is this gift got to be?
Oh, a lot.
No, it don't.
It's
no,
the 11th day of Christmas?
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, huh? You just a lie. This is his first Christmas married. You got to make an impact, man. Yeah.
Right there and wrap that house. He just bought that house. I don't. Go there and wrap that house.
Yeah, you wrap that house. That house got bought this summer.
That don't count.
That ain't because he live in it, too.
Yeah.
No, your Christmas gift to your wife has to be personalized. Let me tell you something, fellas. Okay. Don't come in there with no damn microwave, no flat screen TV. Mm-mm. Don't come in there with no blender, no vacuum cleaner, new brand new wash and dry.
Ooh, I'm going to lose my mind if you give me an appliance.
No appliances.
You can't do that, Julia.
No.
It has to be a personalized gift that appears that you have put considerable amount of thought into the gift. What are you thinking about getting, Julia?
I was thinking about getting her like a spa weekend.
Yeah, okay.
That's
a trip to a spa in another state, you know. Something like that. Not here.
Yeah.
You know. I love the way that came out. A trip to a spa in another state. He cut it off from being real baller, you know. Trip to a spa in another country. He went to a trip to a spa in another state. Like he been living in Atlanta. She gonna drive to South Carolina.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Boy. Boy, that gift took a turn for cheap so fast. Well, Junior, that'd be nice. What else you think about getting an out-of-state spa package?
But a spa is always good, Junior, though. It is.
Do women always like spa treatment packages?
Yeah, we love them. If it's a good one.
That is my jam.
What else, Junior? You got 30 seconds. What else you think about getting?
I thought about this nice tennis bracelet she been looking at.
There you go.
Okay. It go with her ring. And it go with her diamond earrings that she got for a wedding day.
Okay. See, she can't show the spa package off. She can show that bracelet off. Gotta think about your brownie points.
Okay, we moving.
Yeah.
I like it, Junior.
Okay, we moving. Yeah.
All right.
You can't get her like a year subscription to Tylenol or nothing like that. Don't do that.
Coming up.
I had a partner do that one time. She always get headaches.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to hear from the nephew as we run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
This is apartment 316, Shirley. Can y'all remember all y'all apartment numbers from years and years ago? Can y'all remember y'all numbers?
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Yeah, 271, 5305. Yep.
How long you been in your house?
26.
5 months.
Oh, okay. Still fresh.
Still fresh out of the apartment.
Yeah, I got you.
2606.
It's a blessing.
2606.
Home. Yeah.
All right, this is apartment 316. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Dale.
Yeah, this is Dale.
Hey, Dale, how you doing, man? My name is Vaughn, dude. You live in, I'm trying to make sure I got the right dude, man. You live in Court, right? Apartments?
Yeah, I live in what's going on?
Okay, you live in apartment 316, right?
Yeah, is it something I need to be worried about? What's going on with my apartment?
Oh, no. Everything cool with your apartment, man. I got your number from a lady at the leasing office.
Regarding?
So what now?
What's it in regards to?
Well, actually, what's going to happen is I'm going to move to Court. And what I wanted to do, you know, see, man, every apartment I've always had, I've always lived in apartment 316. And I know you in 316. So they, you know, the girl at the office gave me, you know, because I don't want to move nowhere else where I can't be in room 316. I got to be, you know, it's just real superstitious, I know, but I kind of, I got to have apartment.
Hey, hold on. You say your name, Vaughn?
Yeah, I'm Vaughn.
Right, Vaughn. And who gave you my number again?
One of the ladies at the leasing office when I was over there.
Who was it?
I can't really remember her name, man.
Listen, cut this man. I'm going to tell you like this, man. Don't call me for nothing like that, man. Now I ain't moving out of my apartment, man. I've been staying there for 4 years. When I move out to the apartment, I move in the house. You understand? All this you got going with your whatever it is, your 316, your 132, that's on you, man.
No, it ain't 132. I got to stay in 316, man. See, that's what I'm trying to say. I didn't sign the lease, so I'm stuck with it. I got to get that apartment. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. Would you like to, which other apartment would you like to move to? And I go on and get them to move your stuff.
I ain't moving nothing. Only thing I ain't going to move is them numbers. You can add them up, divide them, do whatever you want to them, but I ain't moving. So you're going to have to get that to your head, man. And really, I'm because I don't know who the gave you my number with like this. I'm at work and calling me with because I don't even know no Vaughn.
No, you don't know me, dog. I asked them who was in 316. They told me
that ain't none of your business who in 316, man.
Hey, listen, man, I'm trying to do this as respectful as possible. You know, like I said, I really can't function unless I'm living in a
disrespect me then. Do it disrespectful then, because I'm going to show you this. You call me with like this, I don't give a favorite. No, I don't care if that was your favorite scripture.
Okay, hey, dog.
Call me with like that, man.
See, now you're going to make this hard. Okay, so let me tell you this to you. I done already told the lady I want to be in 316. She told me I needed to deal with Dale. Now, I'm trying to deal with you in a polite way. Okay, because like I say, I can't function, man, unless I'm in apartment 316. I can't even get them to go to work. I cannot function, okay? I have to have that apartment number, dude.
All right. So, it sounds like you got a problem on your hands, man. Whatever your problem is, that's your problem. Ain't got to do with me. Don't call me no like that. Like I say, I've been staying in 316. I'm going to stay in 316 till I move to a house. You need to find something else to do. And really, I'm off at the that gave you my number to call me with is. I can't believe that.
Hey, first of all, let me say this to you. I don't like the way you talking to me. First, and I told you I got a problem.
I don't like the way you come at me with that come at me with a number. What the I look like you, man? 316. What?
Excuse me, dog? What you say?
No, you calling me with this. I tell you what, man. Come at me or come at my apartment with that. You gonna see it, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm trying to handle this respectably, man. Okay? All right, that's what I'm trying to do. Dale, listen to me. I'm trying to tell you honestly, dog, I cannot function outside of them three numbers. I have to live in apartment 316.
That ain't my business, man.
Dog, I don't want to have to come move your but I do.
Hold on, run that back. What you say?
I said, I don't want to have to move your
I thought there was a said that down. That me up. What you going to come move my hey, matter of fact, come on. Come move 316. 316, I had to put for you. Come on, man. Come on, come move my man. Come on, 210 solid. Come on, move your all kind of going on in the world, but no, I got 365 days to deal with this. I'm at work. You want? I'm on my 9 to 5, and you come at me about some 316. I'm gonna whoop somebody. That's all I got to say, man. It's gonna be you. Before I deal with you, though, I'm gonna get the lease now for even giving you my number. All day.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to tell you, I have to stay under them numbers, man. I have to. I'm superstitious like that. I know everybody ain't like that, but I just happen to be like that. You understand?
Everybody ain't like that, man. I ain't got time to be dealing with really, everybody ain't got time to sit up and listen like this. Man, you left up a Christian, man. Other than that, I've been out this job looking for what apartment number did they give you?
They gave me like 329 or something like that. I can't stay there, man.
That's where I'm going to meet you at, man. Meet me at 329, 6 o'clock tonight. How about them numbers?
Okay. So how about these numbers right here? 877-29-STEVE.
What the mean?
877-29-STEVE.
877-29-C.
You ain't never heard that number before?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
That's the number to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, because this is Nephew Tommy, and you just got pranked by your coworker, Linda.
Sounds crazy as hell. I was believing it for a second. Had me rolling. Got me about to take off and go to the lease now. I'll be calling. Hey, now. Who you say got me now?
Yo, ain't you got a coworker named Linda?
Linda? Ain't this about Linda coming for Linda right now? I wonder why the hell she taking so long. She put she on some man. God, y'all had me going though, man.
Hey, Dale, I got one more thing to ask you, man.
Go ahead.
Dale, you at work for real, ain't you?
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, man. Get back to work, man. Your phone off the hook over there.
All right.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, some sad news out of Hollywood. Actor Andre Brower has passed away. Oprah Winfrey says she does. Yes, she does take weight loss medication. And our girl Fantasia, have you seen her lately? Looks
baby.
Amazing.
Yes.
She looks so good. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. All right. This one's from Olitha in Manchester. Olitha writes, I sent a nude photo to a coworker and he sent it to another guy at work and he passed it on to a few others. I want to get revenge by sending out the sad pic of this guy's little you know what. Do I embarrass him like he did me or let it go?
Well, I think you should let it go and learn yourself a lesson. Because why would you do that? Now you all over the office. Now you showing a picture of him ain't gonna help you, but it could get you into a further hole because now they got something else to talk about. Why did you do that? Why? See, these are the lessons in life you gotta learn. Have y'all ever noticed you don't really learn something unless you learn it from all your mistakes and failures? Those are your major lessons mm-hmm. in life. Mm-hmm. Your mistakes Agreed. And your failures.
Agreed.
And so as we sit here and go, why would you send this picture to this man? And now he didn't send it to somebody else and he didn't send it to somebody else. Because you're in the office. You've been walking around with these clothes on. Now we get to see what's under the clothes.
But she should just let it go. Don't get revenge on him by sending a picture of him out. You're saying.
Wish I would.
Well,
they can see your
camera. Let it leak. You could let it leak.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't. Me, I'm not that good a Christian. I posted on the bulletin board in cafeteria.
Yeah. A copy machine. Make a point.
I had a good one. I'm small-minded like that, though. I do real stuff like that. I won't send it out, but I will put it up on the bulletin board in the cafeteria in the hallway or something like that. Or in the suggestion box. Say, so have right. a little note up under something catchy like, Vienna sausage sale or something like that.
All right. Moving on to Michaela in Buffalo. Michaela says, we bought our daughter a car for Christmas and my husband made sure it's fully loaded. He then said that he and I won't be exchanging gifts this year since we spent so much money. He said, I'm selfish for not agreeing with him. Am I selfish?
No. No. I don't know how dude think you finna get the daughter something and you ain't gonna get the woman who made the daughter something. Bruh, you can't. Bruh, right. These are still women we have here. These women in our lives, they are still women in our lives. And we still got to find ways to keep them important. You cannot put your wife second to your kids. She made them kids. You got no kids without her. She is the maker, producer, and manufacturer of all human life on this earth. A woman did it. You can never forget that, dog. No, she's not being selfish. She want to be recognized, too. Now, I got y'all spent this money on this baby. But damn, Ann, we ain't exchanging gifts because we done spent too much money.
Also.
Okay. All right. Moving on to Journey in Baton Rouge. Journey says, my man's new thing is tailored suits, okay? But he doesn't have a flat stomach and he doesn't have thin thighs for the cut of the suit that he prefers. He looks more uncomfortable than stylish, but you can't tell him he's not sharp. How do I nicely tell him that he is not fly? He ain't nice fly.
You just got to say it. Your fat ass can't wear slim cut suits. See them skinny suits that's at Suit Supply and all that for them young boys? That's for them young boys. Skinny jeans belong on skinny people. Because when fat people put on skinny jeans, you look like a waffle cone. See, your stomach and stuff hanging all over the top of the pants, you look like a waffle cone. You can't do that. And you get tailored clothes so that the clothes are tailored to your body. You don't, see, what you don't do, fellas, listen to me. You don't go get a tailored suit and take in a sample of a suit you want your tailored suit to look at, because now you might as well just buy a store-bought suit. If you get a properly tailored garment, what they can do, because I have had the stomach issue, they will make your shoulders. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I flattened it out a little bit. It still ain't like flat. Mm-hmm. It ain't Shamar Moe flat. But it's down enough where I feel more decent about it, I ain't ashamed, so whatever. They will take your point to point on your shoulder and increase it a little bit. And then they can taper the front of the jacket to give it more of a V cut while leaving a little room in the sides where you can move along. And you can't have tight thighs on your custom suits, dog. Because you're too big. Just too big.
All right, so she just wants to tell him nicely that he's not fly.
Yeah, you can't tell him nicely. You got to hurt him.
Don't tell fat ass.
He come out with the suit on.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's terrible.
Yeah. You paid for that? That's custom?
Yeah. She wants to tell him nicely, though.
Ooh. No. You got to cut a man. Men, ladies, y'all already know men don't do hints. Y'all already know that. How many times you dropped your man a hint and he missed it?
We'll do hints. She needs to be that mean to her man and
rush him?
No, not mean.
It's not
intelligent.
You gotta crush
them. Baby, them pants too tight around your thighs.
Yeah.
They too tight.
Gonna start a fire.
I'm telling you, baby.
Gonna start a fire.
Baby. Yeah. So glad they ain't corduroy. You'd have been up in flames. That was sandpaper.
Just tell him. Baby, I know you wanted your ankle showing, but why is your shin out? See right there. Let him know.
Baby, you need new tailor.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. Moving on. Last one. Celestine and Enterprise says, for Christmas, my husband and I have booked a staycation 45 minutes from our house. My mom will be keeping our one-year-old, but she said on Christmas Day, we need to see our child. Why is she trying to make us feel guilty about this?
What?
What again? Well, it's Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And they want to see y'all, you know.
The one-year-old. Yeah, the one-year-old.
Oh, she was telling them that y'all need to see y'all's child on Christmas.
For Christmas. Yeah they're just 45 minutes away. But
come get your baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby don't know it's Christmas, though.
Uh-uh.
He won.
Yeah.
You ain't even got to take him over there by the tree. It ain't going to register. He ain't going to get nothing.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Actor Andre Brower, best known for his roles on Homicide, Life on the Street, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, has died after a recent illness. This is according to People magazine. He was 61 years old. Brower won 2 Primetime Emmy Awards while being nominated 11 times That's how good he was. He also had supporting roles in such movies as Glory and many, many more. Terry Crews, who starred with Brower on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, wrote on Instagram, quote, "Can't believe you're gone so soon. I'm honored to have known you, laughed with you, worked with you, and shared 8 glorious years watching your irreplaceable talent. This hurts. I will be forever grateful for the experience of knowing you. You showed me what a life well lived looks like. Rest in peace, Andre. I love you, man." Andre is survived by his wife and their 3 sons. And of course, our deepest condolences going out to Andre Brower's family. Wow.
3 boys. Wow. Oh,
what a great actor he was. For sure.
I was a huge fan, man.
Mm-hmm. That boy was good, man.
Yeah. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
Really, you know, that was my show.
Really good show. He surprised a lot of people because he was such a dramatic actor. People didn't know he could do comedy so well.
Yes.
When he got Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Good show. Man.
And, Mm-hmm. In other entertainment news, Oprah has been looking slim and fabulous in her purple while on her media press tour to promote her movie, The Color Purple. Oprah told People magazine that she does, in fact, take weight loss medicine. She says the fact that there's a medically approved prescription for managing weight and staying healthier in my lifetime feels like relief, like redemption, like a gift, and not something to hide behind and once again be ridiculed for. She also said, "I'm absolutely done with the shaming from other people and particularly myself." Oprah didn't say which weight loss medication she's taking, but she did say it's not just about the medicine. She has put in a lot of work to shed the pounds, including several lifestyle changes, like drinking a gallon of water a day and having her last meal at 4 p.m. and using the Weight Watchers point system. So there you go. That's what Oprah's
That's
doing.
That's too damn much right there. I got to drink a gallon of water, last meal at 4, and on Weight Watcher point. Yeah. It's a wonder I'm alive.
But Steve, I mean,
that's a lot right there.
You cold plunge every day.
Yeah.
Which I would rather be on them damn Weight Watcher points.
If you had a choice, would you rather?
Yeah.
I need to give me some of that damn Ozempic, some Wachovia, some damn Weight Watcher points, and stop eating at 4:30 and be me and Oprah.
Be mad about 10.
Yeah, she looks great.
God, no.
Cause I'm gonna tell you what I can't do, man. I can't quit eating. Last meal 4:30. Woo-hoo!
Ain't that's no discipline.
That can't happen.
Yeah.
I got to get another program. But this cold plunging though is more than a notion. I'm sitting up here cold right now.
But it's working for
I'm telling you, man.
This is working.
Hey, man,
for
I'm just. You know what? Just let me just say this to you. The cold plunger has done wonders for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't recommend it to you. I can't say, hey, man, you got to do this.
It's great.
Because
I love it.
It's difficult. Now, I don't love it.
Mm-hmm. I know you can't say that. Yeah, you were saying I can't recommend it. Yeah.
Every challenge, man.
Mm-hmm. Every challenge I see people put their foot in it and they back up off of it.
Yeah. It's a
they put their foot in, they leg, and they come back out of it, man. Mm-hmm.
It is one of the most challenging disciplines I've ever done physically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
This is harder than me trying to run around the track, lift weights, go to the gym. This is harder than me stretching. It's just hard.
I can't take a 30-second cold shower.
Yeah. Right. I tried.
A cold shower got me in an uproar.
It's like when you drop your body down in that water, man, at 48 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people listen to
48 degrees is cold.
Let's go.
The science says in order for your body to burn brown fat, the science says the water must be a minimum 58 degrees and you don't have to go lower than 50 degrees. Mine is set at 48 because my tub varies a little bit. You know, some day you wake up is 50, then some days it's 51. I just want to do the maximum.
Mm-hmm.
And science also says the minimum you have to do in cold water submersion is 3 minutes. This is the science. It's new science. And the maximum is 6 minutes. I've done 10 minutes before. I'll never do that again.
Brr.
I've done 10 minutes before.
So is this a lifestyle permanent change for you? Because you haven't stopped doing it since you started. So are you?
No, for me it is. I mean, go ahead, Tommy.
Are you stiff when you, like, after 6 minutes or 10 minutes trying to get up out of this?
No.
Are your bones stiff?
That's the point of
No. The most joyous moment of your day is climbing your ass out that wall.
And isn't that what it, that's part of what it's for, to get the stiffness out and the inflammation and all of that? Isn't that what
I'm telling you, man, I had a lot of inflammation in my body. I had leaky gut. I had Sjögren syndrome. I had high triglycerides, whatever they call it. I had that. I had severe sleep apnea, and I had high blood pressure. All praise to God. And because of my Elevate You and my 10X health protocol, I have none of those things anymore. I don't take high blood medication. I don't have leaky gut. And for the first time, I've been able to lose weight. I stepped on the scale this morning, shocked myself this morning.
Wow. What was
shocked
it?
Myself.
What was it?
Let me take my in-body and put it in your face.
We gotta go, though. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour.
Wonderful.
We're gonna play a round of Who on the Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time to play a quick round of Who on the Show. This is where I ask you guys a series of questions, and the answer is someone on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, we'll see who on the show is most likely to throw a fit during a game of Monopoly.
Tommy.
No.
Tommy.
Tommy.
You think Tommy?
Steve would. Steve be.
Nah, I ain't gonna throw no figure. I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna have your money.
See, we know you cheat.
I ain't gonna have to. I ain't gonna have throw no figure. You turn your face on me if you want to. Your bank be gone. I take money. I overpay myself. Park Lord, place. Don't let me be the banker. Cause I
say you overpay yourself.
Oh, dog. I lick my fingers. I take two of them 500s out. Yeah, I be. My bank be nice.
Who on the show most likely to go vegan and give up? Who on the show is most likely to go vegan and give up?
Give up.
Monica, Carla.
Yeah.
Monica and Carla.
We ain't leaving this meat.
No. Who on the show is most likely to have sex outside?
Oh, that's different. Tommy.
That's Tommy.
Yeah, that's Tommy all day.
Tommy.
Hell, I'm talking about going out there this evening.
No time like the present.
Who on the show is most likely to get a tattoo while drunk?
Tommy.
Tommy got that.
You can't get it while you're drunk. Now, that's the last thing folks do.
That's what most people do, though. I
ain't
got the tattoo.
Well, I ain't never been drunk, so once again, Tommy. Now, Tommy don't drink no more, y'all. My nephew really changed his life a lot. He don't drink no more. But he got a tattoo, though.
A sleeve.
Oh, I ain't been drunk or got a tattoo.
Who on the show is most likely to help you get over a breakup?
Oh, that's Uncle Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, that's Uncle Steve.
Yeah. Hang in there, dog.
Hit your ass in here crying, folks. You make it your ass up and come on to work.
It'd be hard, love, though. That's that hard.
I tried
love.
To tell you not to be with it in the first place.
Hey, no, I never did like
I told you she ain't like you.
Who on the show is most likely to get caught cheating?
Dirt.
Well.
Who? Me.
Well, that's a hard one, because
you've been through it.
Monica.
Yeah.
Blame it on the single person. Monica. Well,
yeah, I'm Monica. Just going to say I've probably done the most of it than anybody. But the most likely to get busted would be Junior if he ever did it, because he don't know how to do nothing.
I didn't
he be in there talking and saying the wrong stuff. So I think he would be the most likely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Who on the Show. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check Steve's voicemail at 877-29-STEVE. 877-29-STEVE right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail, 877-29-STEVE. Call him, leave a message. You might just hear your call on the air. Ready, Steve?
Yeah, all right, here we go.
This is from D-Ray from Dallas.
Hey, Steve, this is D-Ray from Dallas. I was calling because I got a situation. I need good older manly advice. I got a 14-year-old son. Of course, he's all into girls and sex, and of course, he already got him some. But even though I've already ran everything to him, I gave it to him raw and everything, even before he had sex, it's still not resonating to him, and we all been young men before. But, of course, the divide in the house is me, him, and his mama. But I get what I'm on. As men, as we say, man, that's a tricky one. But I also started to think to myself, as the advice I keep getting from other men that have teenagers or claim, it's like the world is transversing into, man, it's just reality and you just got to let it happen. And I thought we were supposed to be raising these boys to be better than what we do, because everybody keeps telling me, well, what was you doing when you was a teenager? You know how it is. And I'm like, damn, but is that what we're supposed to stick with? And it's becoming a big problem in the house to where, you know, mommy and daddy, more mama really want to kick him out the house to, you know, and all that old type of stuff. And I'm just confused on it, and I don't know what to do. So I need your help, E-L-O. Help your boy out.
I got you, man. If you're a father currently and you have sons, this is the dilemma. This is the dilemma, because you know what the proving marker is for all boys, and that is girls. And if you're a heterosexual man, you want your son quite naturally to gravitate that way towards them girls. But here is the dilemma. Even though you know it's going to happen, you don't have to push him in that direction for it to happen so early. And you don't have to condone it and reward it, because that's a dangerous thing to do, especially at 14, because this boy don't even have the capability of understanding the ramifications of it all and even what it means. At 14, he's just doing some reactionary stuff, because of all of us, if you remember your first time with a girl, just think back when the actual moment happened that the whole thing was supposed to, it was rather confusing. You didn't really know what was going on. Your body was trembling. All of a sudden, your hair stood up on your head, and you was just as confused, and you didn't know what was going on. So what I decided to do was to raise my sons and tell them this. Look, man, this is the life you should live as a respectful man, to be respectful for young girls. Do not go out here and do anything you want with these girls and then leave these girls holding the bag. You go off to college, pursue your dreams, and this young girl sitting here with a baby trying to make it work. I said, bro, don't do that. And I've tried to talk to him about that. At the same time, you know that the world we live in, they are going to partake in it. There's no way to avoid this with your children. Because they got the internet, they got peer pressure, they go to school every day, they spend more time away from you than they do with you. So all you can do is hope that your teachings resonate with them while they're away. And then prepare yourself for the mistakes that they are going to make. And they are all going to make mistakes. And you will feel horrible about it, and you will think of it as a reflection on you as parenting, but it's not. It's not reflective of you as a parent. You can teach your children the right way all you want. They're going to go out here and make a decision that goes counter to everything you've ever told them. So it's a dilemma, but putting your boy out the house is not the solution.
No.
And I don't know where she's coming with that. If you think putting him out your house is the solution, you sadly mistaken about that.
A 14-year-old
Because this boy out here got active at 14. You're going to put him out. Well, what you think finna happen now? So you got to talk to your boy about respect. You got to get him to understand the way to treat women. And, bro, that's it. It's a tough one. But you got to stay the course. But raise your sons the right way, man. Tell them the right thing, how to be respectful of women. You know, right, because you got to remember, too, you don't want nobody doing your daughter like that, do you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So raise your boys accordingly.
That's and right. The whole protection conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, bro, come on.
That's all a right. Whole nother world.
All right, great advice, Steve. Coming up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is trying to get through the holidays. We'll get into that in just a few, find out what that's all about. But right now, it is time for the nephew. He is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, you know, sometimes you got to say it, you know, sometimes you got to just get it off your chest. Sometimes you just got to give somebody a phone call and you just got to let them know. You just got to say it.
What are we saying?
Say what?
I love your wife more than you do.
You just got to say that?
You just got to say it. I mean, you know, it's been heavily on my mind for the last year or two. I love your wife more than you do. I mean, it's just nephew, it's just Uncle facts. Steve. It's
you got
facts.
A lot of nerve.
You got nephew.
The audacity to call.
We've been enjoying ourselves at lunch, at work. You know, I've been sending money over there. I'm taking care of you when you get laid off. You know what I'm saying?
You're doing the most, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm keeping the lights on over there. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hey, I'm trying to reach Trey. This Trey? Who is this? Hey, Trey, how you doing, man? This is Milton. I work with your wife, Teresa.
Milton?
Yeah. You probably heard of me before. I've been at the job probably about 5 years now. Has she ever mentioned me?
Milton? No, I ain't heard no Milton. What's going on? Is everything cool?
Yeah. Everything is good. Hey, listen, I wanted to have a conversation with you, man. I don't really know how to spring this on you or whatever, but... like I say, I've been working at the spot for 5 years and been on Teresa probably like around 3. And I guess what I really want to say is that I didn't gain some feelings for Teresa. And you know,
hold on, man. You calling me and you're telling me right now you have feelings for my wife, who you work with, and you named her Teresa because that is my wife. You have feelings for my wife. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, it took me a while to come forward and say this, but I'm man enough now that I feel like me and you need to talk about it.
Bro, have you lost your mind?
No, I haven't. Listen, I'm just letting you know, today is the day that I decided I'm not carrying this weight on my shoulders no more. I'm getting it off of me, all right? And at the end of the day, I love your wife more than you do.
What?
I love your wife more than you do.
Bruh, so how long you been loving my wife? You tell me how long you been loving my wife. How long you feel that you have been in love with my wife?
I'm looking at, I know at least two.
And how long, does my wife even know this? Does my wife even know this?
I mean, I'm sure she's aware of it to a certain extent.
To a certain extent? How certain of the extent are we talking?
I mean, you know, when we go to lunch together, she, you know, I mean, I'm sure she knows.
Y'all be going to lunch together? How long y'all been going to lunch together, bro?
We've been going to lunch together at least 2.5 years. I mean, we go to lunch together almost every day. I mean, we might miss a day if she go with the girls and I go with the fellas. So be it. But for the most part, me and her pretty much at lunch together.
Yeah, I need a, I swear. Bro, stay the hell away from my wife, bro. I need you to back the f-
Ain't no more love, bro.
Because you didn't talk enough. You didn't talk enough. Ain't no more in love. Ain't no more faith. You need to stay the back. Period. Stay the back, man. I don't want to hear none of that. Nothing at all. Because as soon as she come home, we gonna talk.
Hey, bro. Listen. I know all about you, Trey. Everything about you. All right. I already know how you treat her.
Bruh, I'm hot, bro. I'm feeling like a strong sensation right now because I really want to reach through the phone and just break your f-ing neck right now. That's what I really want to do. And why is my wife talking about business outside of our household? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Hey, all I'm saying is when we go to lunch, she let me know how she's feeling. She let me know what she's going through.
Hey,
she let me know all of
it. Stop with that lunch, bro. I don't want to hear another damn thing about lunch, bro. Ain't no more lunches from here on out, bro. You calling me talking about you in love with my wife? You been taking what the f-? Who the f- is a Milton?
I'm Milton.
Where you at, bro?
I'm Milton.
You there now?
Hey, man, listen. Calm down with all that energy you got going on. Like, you finna do something.
Don't tell me to calm down.
You're not finna do nothing.
What? You got nothing to what?
You're not finna do nothing.
Tell me where you're at right now, bro. I'm getting my keys right now. Tell me where you're at right now, bro.
How about when you got laid off and you was off for 6 months and she was carrying all the weight and paying all the bills? You ain't jump ass in.
Yeah, all right, bet. So, since you know everything, I bet you know I got a too. So all you need to know is, bro, you're done, bro. You're done, bro.
Okay.
You're done, bro.
Okay.
It's it, bro.
Okay.
That's it,
you know
bro.
What? Why we?
Milton, my folks talk about that. He with my wife saying that he in love and talking about lunch and shut the hell up.
While we at it, you can thank me for the suit that you got for Christmas. You can thank me for that. I picked it out and I paid for it. Okay.
A word. Okay. Cool. All right. Cool. Well, let me go in the closet right now. All right. You talking about the great suit, the three piece? That's what you talking about? This guy, great bull right here with this bull. Anyway, I ain't like this.
Now you don't like the suit. You don't want the suit three times. Now you don't like it.
Sweet. You ain't
told me at lunch when you don't want the suit, dude.
I swear to God, bro. I swear to God. I need to talk to my wife, man. I need to talk to my wife because I.
Hey, man, listen, you know what? I just couldn't hold this back no more. Me living behind in the shadows, but I'm over here kicking money out to Teresa when she needed. While you was laid off, I'm helping her out. I'm going, you know, I'm doing too much on my
end. So you was giving her money? You kicking her money when I was laid off? You kicking her money?
Dude, somebody had to step up, man. Me and Teresa's tight. So, you know, I just tried to step in and help her out.
So you giving my wife money, is what you saying to me?
Do you want me to make you feel better about the whole thing? You want me to make you feel better?
You ain't need to make me feel better about man. All I need to do is talk to my wife. All I got to do is talk to my wife, bro.
That's fine. But can I say something that'll make you feel better?
What?
I'm going to say this to you, Trey. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Teresa, got me to prank phone call you.
Wait, what?
Hey, this is Tommy, man. This is Nephew Tommy. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife.
On the Steve Harvey Show. Oh, shit. Bruh. You got me opening the safe, getting this pistol, bruh. Like, bruh, don't do that, bruh. You got to stop that, Tommy. Come on now. Come on. You got to stop. My heart is racing. I'm sweating. Come on now.
Hey, I got to ask you this. You got to tell me what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Got to be.
I think he was a little upset. I'm sorry.
I think you.
Yeah. I just find you to be one of the more ignorant people in our family. And sometimes me just talking to you reminds me that we are related. Because, dog, I hurt you about that type of call. I hurt you.
Yeah, everyone.
But did you enjoy the call? That's what it's about. Aww. It's not about that man's feelings and how he felt and all of that. Oh, it's about God. People riding their car listening to this. People enjoyed that. What are we talking about here? Let's not get away from what we're trying to do here, people. What's going on?
You were saying, Steve?
Yeah, look at my face. Okay. What?
Why am I? Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do it with you. This weekend, like Nate Jackson's Super Funny Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Nate Jackson Super Funny Comedy Club. The nephew is there all weekend long. Got a few tickets left. Come hang out with your boy and lay it in the cut, baby. MLK Weekend Comedy Zone, Jacksonville, Florida. That's January 12th through the 14th. And the one that everybody's talking about, February 3rd, the New York City Winery. The nephew is coming. Manhattan. You can make it in New York. You can make it anywhere. See if I can go make it.
All right, nephew. Coming up next, it is my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is trying to get through the holidays. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, trying to get through the holidays. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm in love with another man, and I just need to make it through the holidays with my current boyfriend so I can dump him and get with the new guy. But I need your advice before I let a sure thing go and move on to a fairy tale lover. I don't want to leave my current boyfriend just yet because he is getting my brakes fixed on my car, and he's getting me a bracelet that I want for Christmas. I already saw it hiding in his drawer, so I'm doing all I can to stay faithful until the new year. My new man is in a similar situation, but he's married. He advised me to stay put while he lets his marriage fizzle on out. He and his wife don't have any children, so he can make a clean break. We've been looking at apartments together, but I told him we might be moving too soon by choosing to move in together. I agreed that I will put the apartment and all of the utilities in my name until his divorce is finalized. I told my sister about my excitement over the new guy, and she wanted to meet him, but he said it's best to not invite family into our messed up situation until he's out of his marriage. My sister took that as a bad sign that he's going to have me staying in an apartment all by myself, and he's going to come over and have sex with me and go right back to his wife. I don't think that's the case, because this guy is the one that initiated everything. He pursued me and told me I deserve to be treated like a queen. Meanwhile, my boyfriend does not take me out anymore, and he never wants to have sex. All he does is ask me to be patient with him because he's working on a master plan for us. It's been 3 years, and he's not even ready to live together. Do I start 2024 with my prince or stay with this bum? All right. I know we've said this before about a lot of strawberry letters, but I think this is one of the truly dumbest letters we've had. And I hope the men that are listening don't think all women are like this, because we are not. It's wrong what you're doing to your current boyfriend who doesn't take you out anymore, who doesn't want to have sex with you. Maybe he knows about the man that you have, this married man. I just say, if you don't want your boyfriend, let him go. You ask for advice about leaving your current boyfriend before you let a sure thing go. And here it is. I mean, he said he's just waiting for his marriage to fizzle out. I mean, do you hear how stupid that sounds? There's no end date, no nothing, no papers in the works, nothing. Then you volunteered to put the apartment and all of the utilities in your name. Now, why would you do that? Why would you do that for a man who's married? You said he pursued you and said you should be treated like a queen. Well, yes, you should. We all should. But this is not queen treatment. A queen wouldn't accept any of this meth. There are way too many red flags here. Your sister saw them right away when he said he didn't want to meet her until he got out of his marriage. That sounded like a cop-out to her, but not to you. You are still making excuses for him. Listen, this married man is going to do just what your sister said. If he's that into you, then why not get out of his marriage, then get with you? And you should back off until he gets out of his marriage. You're talking about making all these moves, and he's not available, okay? He is not available for you to do this right now. So don't do it. Steve?
I'm so sick of this. I'm tired. I'm going to just tell y'all right now. After I do this strawberry letter, mm-hmm. I'm going to go in there and lay down. You know, because I'm tired. I don't know what to keep telling y'all. I don't know why y'all keep trying me. But today ain't the day. I ain't the one for it today. Let's just get into it. I'm telling you nothing but raw, raw truth. R-A-W truth. I'm in love with another man. Okay. I just need to make it through the holidays with my current boyfriend so I can dump him and get with the new guy.
Wow.
This letter got stupid wrote on it so far. Mm-hmm. Because right now, we just talking about a boyfriend. This ain't even a marriage. And I can dump him to get the new guy. But I need your advice. Now, here's where I come in at. Before I let a sure thing go and move on to a fairy tale lover. So we going to let go of the sure thing to go to the fairy tale lover. But let's find out a little bit about this show thing and this fairy tale lover. I don't want to leave my... Listen to this reason right here. I don't want to leave my current boyfriend just yet. Because he's getting my brakes fixed on my car, and he give me a bracelet I want for Christmas. I'll be damned. Your damn whole life is hanging on some brakes and a bracelet. You done put your life on hold so you can get some brakes and a bracelet. I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't worth a damn. I'm just going to tell you that. You're not. You are so cheap. You worth a set of brakes and a bracelet. Mm. Girl, I already saw it hiding in this drawer, so I'm doing all I can to stay faithful until the new year. Well, you're going to ride it out. You're going to stay faithful for this bracelet and brakes. That's all it takes to B&B. Brakes,
hang on.
Bracelet, boyfriend. Break up. The four B's.
Hang on, Steve.
We'll be back
while you
to
go through
them.
The B's. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the subject of today's strawberry letter, trying to get through the holidays. We'll get back into this right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is trying to get through the holidays.
This ignorant strawberry letter is about a woman that's trying to get through the holidays because she in love with another man, but she don't want to leave her boyfriend yet because she can't dump him just yet because she need advice. But now she say, before I let a sure thing go and move on to a fairy tale lover, here why she don't want to leave her current boyfriend. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Because he getting my brakes fixed on my car and he going to get me a bracelet I want for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Hey, y'all out there that's got real lives, how many of y'all willing to hold your life up for a brake job and a bracelet? How many of y'all finna delay your happiness and what you really want over some brakes? Probably just need some new pads and a bracelet. I already saw it hiding in this drawer, so I'm doing all I can to stay faithful until the new year. It was just laying in the drawer. It wasn't in the box or nothing. Your bracelet hot.
What?
That's a hot bracelet.
If he you open stole
the drawer,
it?
It's just laying in the drawer. You don't see it in no velvet box or nothing. Your bracelet hot.
He just stole it.
He just got that out the pawn shop. When they find it, they're going to take your bracelet from you. My new man is in a similar situation, but he married. Wow. This thing got dumb.
Wow.
Breaks, bracelets, breakup, and boyfriend. The four B's. Here we go. My new man is in a similar situation, but he married. He advised me to stay put while he lets his marriage fizzle on out. What? What do that mean?
What
do that mean? I'm going to let my marriage fizzle on out. Girl, this ain't a birthday candle. Marriage is, you can't just wait till your marriage fizzle out. This ain't one of them sparklers we used to have when we was kids. You know, you light it and you wave it around till it fizzle out. Mm-hmm. This is marriage.
Woo.
This ain't no damn firecracker. This is marriage. He can't just let it fizzle out. He got to go to court. And they got something for your little fizzle out ass playing. I can tell you that right now. I've been dying now. Talk about you gonna let it fizzle out. They finna help your ass out is what they finna do. This finna cost. This ain't, you don't let marriage fizzle out. He and his wife don't have any children, so he can make a clean break. What? What did you say? You think cause ain't no kids involved, you can make a clean break. Girl, bye. We've been looking at apartments together, but I told him we might be moving too soon by choosing to move in together. He not moving in with you. All y'all been doing is looking at apartments. He can't move in with you because the marriage ain't fizzled out yet. It's still sparkling. It's your dumb self. I agreed that I will put the apartment and all the utilities in my name until his divorce is finalized. They gonna stay in your name. Even crazy. If he do get a divorce.
He said he gonna stay in your name.
who switched names on apartments and electric bills and all that? Girl, I can't believe you this ignorant. I told my sister about my excitement over the new guy, and she wanted to meet me. But he said it's best not to invite family into our messed up situation. That's a true statement. Until he's out of his marriage. My sister took that as a bad sign. Your sister's stupid, too.
No.
She took the fact that he didn't want to meet her as a bad sign. Mm-hmm. You don't think the bad sign is he married? That ain't the bad sign, huh? Also, y'all think the bad sign is he didn't want to meet you. The bad sign is he married and he told you he waiting on his marriage to fizzle out. They ain't got no kids yet, so they gonna make a clean break. Let me show you how this marriage finna fizzle. She finna get pregnant. Because the wife don't know nothing about this. This is him telling you that the marriage is fizzling out. I promise you that the wife's sitting over there thinking everything is hunky-dory. I promise you that. I promise you that. All men that's married that's trying to have an affair with a woman gonna tell him there's something wrong at the house. That's the opening line. Because we play on the fact that you all are nurturers by nature and y'all always want to fix something. Let me hear him get through with this. I don't think that's the case because this guy's one that initiated everything. Wait a minute. You don't think that's the case because he initiated everything? Girl, you stupid. He pursued me and told me that I deserve to be treated like a queen. Well, you're not getting treated like a queen, no. You don't see that? Meanwhile, my boyfriend does not take me out anymore and he never wants to have sex. That's because he having sex somewhere else. Y'all been together 3 years. All you getting is your brakes fixed and a bracelet. You ain't getting no wedding ring because he having sex with somebody else. Let me tell you how stupid this is. You're in the movie Dumb and Dumber. Your boyfriend is dumb. Mm-hmm. Your married boyfriend is dumber. And yeah. You the and sign.
Oh, wow.
Dumb and dumber. Congratulations.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. And coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley. Well, big HBCU game this weekend. The Celebration Bowl is this weekend. FAMU versus Howard University is going to happen this coming Saturday, man, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. So, man, go out there, get your tickets, check that out, man. They got your HBCU experience, the Battle of the Bands, the whole thing, man. I don't know who's going to win.
Who's going to win that band battle?
That's what I'm trying to figure it out, man.
I don't know. Howard.
Howard ain't no joke, no.
I'm rocking my Howard University shirt right now. Hey,
I heard they're pretty strong.
Yeah. Yeah, fam, you strong too, Unc, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be something.
Fam.
Yeah, matter of fact, that's when the more people going to be in the stadium at the Battle of the Band. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go right after
halftime.
The thing about HBCU, at the halftime, they clear out. That's a tragic thing.
The Rattlers, the Bisons, let's go.
Let's see what happens, man. All right, Unc, man, let's just talk about this, man. Draymond Green has been suspended indefinitely. This is his third suspension of the season. The last time he was suspended, it was 5 games. Now he's indefinitely suspended for another punch on a Phoenix player, man. I don't know what this is with this young man. This is your third time. It's not even like he even apologizing or nothing. The coach then gave up on you in the post-game interviews that, he just got to get it together. Ain't nobody supporting this no more. Steph ain't said nothing. You signed a $100 million deal this past offseason. What else do he need to do?
This is prison.
You know, I don't know if he'd recommend this. Mm-hmm. But his ass needs some type of counseling. You finna mess all your money up.
Yeah.
You need some type of counseling. I don't know if anger management. I don't know what's wrong with Draymond. But, dog, I mean, if we was in the hood on the basketball court, I got you. But we on league on TV.
You're in the NBA.
See, you do this on the basketball court. Man, I ain't mean slap you like that. We on TV, dog.
Yeah.
They run an instant replay.
You see it.
The referee is right there watching it happen. He didn't need it.
They got replay.
He ejected him.
And Carla, even if he miss it, they gonna go over that TV screen on the scores table.
Yeah.
This is
Draymond,
sad.
You are hurting your team by not being on the floor. You have got to understand that the team supersedes your feelings. Don't nobody give a damn how you feel.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Bro, we don't care how you feel. He was pushing me. So?
Yeah.
He fired
how did he say
me.
It?
He hit me in the throat. So?
He needs mentoring.
Yeah. You know, when the camp next week, next year, we get Draymond down to the camp.
Y'all ain't seen him when he pushed me. No, we didn't see him when he pushed you. But we saw when you backslapped him.
Yes.
Now your ass is out the league.
All right. Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve, a man on social media needs your advice. He says, my mama invited my ex to Christmas dinner. Ooh, we'll talk about that right after this.
Damn, mama.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
All right, Steve, this is from RJ on SteveHarveyFM.com. And RJ says, about 6 months ago, I ended things with my fiance. We clearly weren't on the same page about what we wanted for our future, and it was something we both agreed on. My ex was friends with my mama, and I think my mom took the breakup harder than either of us. Just because my ex and I are still on friendly terms, though, doesn't mean I want to spend Christmas with her and watch my mama try to plot and plea for us to get back together. I'm not trying to hear that at all. Well, my mama invited her over for the holiday, and it would be just the three of us. I really don't want to go now, but I also don't want to ruin my mom's holiday. I just wish she'd be more respectful of what's been going on in my life. Is there a right way to handle this?
Just the three of us.
Oh, no.
We can make it if we try. Just the three of us. You and I.
Man.
That's advice a damn for shame, RJ? Man.
You're doing, mama doing a
but
lot.
But man, so it's just three of them over the house for Christmas?
Yeah. Him, his ex, and his mom.
I ain't gone.
You, me, and he.
So you're not going to go see your mama for Christmas time?
I ain't. I see mama before that. I ain't going over there.
FaceTime working.
You got to go see mama on Christmas.
I got to go there at 6 o'clock in the morning then. I got to get out of there before that woman get over there.
What did you say to your FaceTime?
FaceTime work. Show smell good and then mama look at it. Can't go over there.
So what should he do?
What?
I mean... You got to go see your mama on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Your mama done invited her. She coming. Man, you finna have a bad Christmas, dog. You finna have a bad Christmas. This finna get ugly at your house. God.
Well, he said he and the ex are friendly. He did say that.
Yeah.
Well, see, but they ain't friendly. Stop saying you friendly with your ex and you really not. If y'all was friendly, y'all going to do Christmas at your mama's house. Why don't you tell the damn truth? You don't want to see her no damn more. Now, you just broke up without hating each other and wanting to kill each other. That's all you did. But that don't mean you're friendly. Stop all this friendly talk. Make me sick. Tell the truth. Y'all broke up because y'all wasn't compatible and you don't like her no more and she don't like you. That's the damn truth. Everybody, quit trying to act like y'all a celebrity couple, Will and Jada. Y'all staying together.
Will and Jada? Will, that's your
Jada. The hell y'all trying to be that for?
That's not a good example.
That's your go-to
break
example?
Your ass up. Just break up, damn it.
Well, he said they're on friendly terms. Okay,
it's they ain't over. On friendly terms. He don't want over a mama house. Mm-hmm. Now, if they was on friendly terms, they had Christmas together.
Yeah, he wouldn't mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So what should he do?
Shut up. Told you he finna have messed up Christmas.
And that's it.
Go on over to your mama's house and act friendly. You just said y'all was friendly. Go on over there and be friendly.
Merry
and take
Christmas.
That new girl you're hollering at over there with you. Okay. So you can see how friendly y'all really are. Cause that's what he—that's why he can't stand it. Cause he just moved on. He got somebody else. He ain't put that in the letter.
Merry Christmas. All right.
Don't take that new girl over there. He don't want to because he was gonna bring this other girl over to mama house.
Okay.
Now it's gonna be crowded. Four people.
Just the four of them.
We can make it if you try. Just the four of us. Three and I. Yeah. No time for tears. Damn. Wasted water's all that is. And it don't make no flowers grow. That's for the lady that say I can't sing. I know that.
But it's how you feel about the songs you sing.
Yes.
The passion is there.
Just the two of us. There it is. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, he should tell his ex not to go.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no. Remember, you friendly.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, we know that it's the most wonderful time of the year, as the song says. Or is it? What do you really dislike about this time of year?
Gifts. I hate... maybe it's not the gifts. It's the mall. The mall drives me crazy.
You hate gifts?
It's the mall. It's
so the shopping, going into the mall.
You don't like, it's too crowded. The line's
It's dangerous.
Too long.
It's crowded. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to be alert on everything. It's just a lot going. Don't leave anything in your car.
Yeah.
Then when Amazon come, you got to wait on your package. They going to steal that off the front step. You got to stand outside.
The porch pirates.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely live in a different world now. We do.
That's not my problem.
Mm-mm. What's your problem?
Driveway courier. I'm pushing so many wheelchairs up on Christmas Day. All these old people come to my grandmother's house. I got to go out here and get them up this driveway. My back door.
You're the one.
I'm wheelchair courier. That's what Junior, go out there and get your eight Betty. God, dog. That driveway stinks.
You watching the game?
I can't keep going out here. Oh, no. That's my problem. All these old
ain't no
people
ramp,
showing up at the same
Is it a ramp
time.
To get them in the house?
Ain't no ramp. You got to put up the driveway and get them to the garage. And they got to stand up and go back down there and get Uncle June. And he coming in. Then Melvin.
I love your family.
Melvin on a cane. Got to hold him by his shoulder. Man, it's too many old people. I don't want to do
this family, Junior. All right.
I don't want to do it.
Well, happy holidays, everybody. Coming up in 33 minutes after.
Junior is a
We're going to play around Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather have to spend the week after the new year dressed up as the baby new year, or would you rather be Father Time?
Father Time.
No baby new year for you guys?
Well, you can be either a real, real old man, or you can be this baby. If both of them going to have a diaper on, so which one you
want to
be?
Choice is
I'm going to be that baby so I can lay back and get white.
All right.
I'm going to be over that.
On.
Can't talk, none of that. Yeah.
All right. Would you rather play Monopoly for 5 hours, or would you rather have a conversation about politics with your family?
Politics.
Uh-uh.
The Monopoly too damn long.
Yeah, I play the Monopoly.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't like Monopoly. Oh, them ain't really no houses. I don't really own nothing.
Yeah.
And by the time I pick the token, I'm always that damn wheelbarrow or a shoe or something.
You late picking your game piece?
Yeah, but who, don't nobody want to be the damn thimble, and don't nobody want that damn wheelbarrow.
All right. Would you rather eat only Christmas leftovers for 2 weeks, or would you rather have no Christmas leftovers at all?
Oh, then give me B.
No Christmas leftovers?
Mm-mm. No.
How many weeks?
Two.
2 weeks.
Two. Yeah.
Ain't nothing going to taste the same. That turkey's so damn dry.
Ooh, yes.
Oh. You can't refrigerate that turkey but for so damn long. Ham, too. It just it get old. And ham can't be nothing but ham. You can't make it soup.
Ain't no ham soup out here.
No,
the ham can't be nothing but ham.
Ain't no ham stew.
You can disguise that turkey, but that damn ham sitting over there just ham.
Ham is hamming.
Would you rather build a snowman for 2 hours without wearing any gloves, or would you rather make a snow angel for 2 hours?
Laying on that?
For 2 hours, or build a snowman with no gloves for 2 hours.
I'm going to hurry and build a snowman without these gloves.
Really? Ooh.
Yeah. 2 hours going back and forth with your legs on? No.
But at least you have all your clothes on. You'll be warm.
But I'm going to make this snowman in about 30 seconds.
Oh, no, he ain't going to be tall
two
at all.
Hours.
No, he's not going to be tall. Tommy, you can do that. He can make a little quicker snowman. Yeah. Be out there all day. Right. That little snowman, he finna make a snowman doll.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Now, coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it is our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, guys, it is time for us to close out the show. It's our last break of the day. And before we get to all of that, Steve, we have one more voicemail for you, one more call about your closing remarks.
Hi, Steve. I wanted to make a comment regarding your closing remarks where you talked about not giving up on your dream. I appreciate hearing that because I definitely felt like giving up on my dream. And I understand not to give up. I just don't, you know, I'm in a position where I don't know how to achieve my dreams or go after them. So some of them, you know, are things that I can't control. But it's just rough when, you know, you pray and things just stay the same. And I'm just waiting for things to change. I've been waiting for a long time, but trying to, you know, stay in faith and have hope. But just wanted to make a comment regarding that. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, based on what she's saying, that's the dilemma for most people. That's that's the same dilemma I face from time to time. Because oftentimes, some of the things that I'm asking God for, it takes a lot longer than I would like for it to take because God's timing is different than our timing. But here's something I had to understand. When you're asking God for something and it's taking a while to get it, that's because God is preparing it his way, not your way. And that he's allowing you and putting this delay on it and allowing you to go through the process because there's several lessons he wants you to learn in the waiting process. It's going to be a test of your faith. Is going to require your patience. It's going to cause you to trust more and more in his timing. He may be trying to show some other people in your life something and he's using you. But the reason he's using you is because he knows you can handle it. He knows that when it gets real dark for you, that you will be the one who comes to him and he'll provide you with comfort and strength to get through it. He's not going to give it to you right when you want it. Everything I've ever gotten from God has seemed to be delayed, seemed to be postponed, put off, has required me to do my due diligence, to practice my faith, to trust in his timing. To learn that it's him and only him. To stop collaborating with people all the time. I used to try to force deals by calling people and try to put them together. I called it networking. God called it interfering. And I would get in the way of so much of what God was trying to do that it would even further delay my blessing because he had to undo all this garbage I had created by getting in the way. I know it's difficult when you ask God for something and it doesn't seem to get answered right away. God said he would hear and answer your prayer. He ain't say by Friday. That's not in the Bible. The date of when he's coming back ain't in the Bible. You know why he don't give us dates? Because if he gave us dates, that would destroy the one principle that's required of us, faith. If he gave us dates, you wouldn't need faith. You just need patience. It's easy to be patient than it is to be faithful. Those are two different practices. Because sometimes in waiting, you waiting on 3 o'clock. Well, you know if the clock is moving, eventually be 3. But faith is different than patience. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That's what faith is. And sister, he put it on you like this because you've been chosen for this. Because you're the one. You have been chosen for this journey. He picked you. It's you. You the one. Man, I wish I had something that I found on the internet early this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. Something that described totally what's happening to me right now. And it was saying, I'm paraphrasing it right now, but I was chosen for this. I am uniquely made. You are uniquely made. All of you. God made you just the way he wanted you to be. You, because he made you, you. Your journey ain't nobody else's journey. Quit comparing yourself to other people. Quit looking at your life and matching it up with somebody's life. That ain't your life. God got a whole nother life for you. So what you didn't get that kind of airplane? You still flying. So what you don't live in that house? Ain't your house still nice? Don't you still appreciate the one you in? Yeah, you ain't got the money Oprah Winfrey got. But doggone it, who do? Hell, quit tripping yourself out. I'm telling you, man, quit tripping yourself out looking at your life compared to other people's lives, because that ain't your life. That ain't who God made you to be. Do you know that there's rich people out there and famous people out here that would trade lives with you? Because they are so unhappy, so many, they ain't got no family. They ain't got nobody up around them that care about them. They ain't got nobody to sit down and plan nothing with. Everybody in their life is conniving, stabbing them in the back, trying to avoid to get a piece. Man, I got so many of them people around me, man, it's sickening at times. But I'm also grateful that God gave me Marjorie. God gave me my kids, Brandy, Carly, gave me BJ, gave me my grandkids, that people that genuinely care about me. Man, my daughter called me this morning before I got on the air and talked to me for 40 minutes. Didn't ask me for nothing. Scared me, but didn't ask me for nothing. That's what I got. I got family, man. So whatever. I'm cool with it. Stop looking at other people's lives, comparing it to y'all. Man, how you feel? Magic Johnson, billionaire. You ain't no billionaire. I'm cool. I ain't got no billion. I'm all right, though. I'm all right. You are, too. Hey, y'all, enjoy your holidays. Y'all be safe out there. Steve Harvey Morning Show, wishing you and yours all the best. You hear me? Yeah.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like.
Whoa.
And.
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.